Hello, McLean Johnson here, and welcome to the New Orleans Voices podcast. On this episode, we caught up with two members of the great New Orleans ska band Fatter Than Albert, Greg Rodrigue, who is the bass player, and D-Ray, who is the trombone player and keyboardist for FTA. And we sat down with them after their set at the 2009 Voodoo Music Experience in City Park in New Orleans over Halloween weekend. And Greg and D-Ray have also started a record label called Community Records, and you can check them out at communityrecords.org. And for more information about FTA and to hear their music, please check out myspace.com/fatterthanalbert. And if you like the show and you want to subscribe to the podcast or to download past episodes, please go to neworleansvoices.podomatic.com.
How did FTA really get started? How did y'all come together?
Well, I guess like a little over 5 years ago. I need to go all the way back to freshman year of high school. I started playing trombone, and Hunter, our guitar player, and Michael Wolby were all involved in like starting this like ska band. And we started playing music then, and that kind of dissipated. But then, like a few years later, we started playing music. This was like 11th grade. We started playing music together, and we never actually ended up playing a show, but we wrote some songs together. Uh-huh. And Hunter and the guy who was singing at the time got really involved with Noka. They were part of the jazz program, so they didn't really have time to be in another band. Uh-huh. And so then from there, we found this other guy to sing and play guitar, and we did this other band called Skycopter 4 for a little while. Uh-huh. And that lasted for about 6 or 8 months, and then that dissipated, and we got really mad at that guy who was playing guitar and singing, so we asked Hunter back, and we started Fatter Than Albert then, and that was my senior year of high school. D-Ray joined up. He was in Samurai Deli,
right,
which was like our brother band for a while, and we did shows together, toured together and stuff, and Samurai Deli, for like various reasons, stopped playing music, and we asked D-Ray to come play music with us. So basically Fatter Than Albert started 5.5 years ago, our senior year of high school.
What do you think it is about New Orleans that makes it such a great town for ska?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with like that music just like thrives here.
Uh-huh.
And that like the like kids like literally grow up on hearing like all these different like musical influences. And ska has like, you know, jazz influence, reggae influence, ours has like funk influence, we have funk influence, like we have stuff like, I mean, not from all across the board, but a lot of different genres. And I mean, not only like, so like culture of New Orleans, like jazz, it's a birthplace of jazz, like that says a lot about what people are able to accept as far as musical tastes go here. So nature of that whole thing equals skies accepted in New Orleans.
Yeah, you guys really try to push your sound forward, and like, where do you see your sound going in terms of what you're trying to create?
I mean, I honestly see us doing more of the same, but pushing in different directions.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm really happy with the way we sound right now. I'm sure D-Ray can vouch for that as well.
Yes. More, probably more off-time signatures and more metal parts and more intricate stuff. I mean, there's always going to be reggae, and there's always going to be metal and ska.
Yeah, we finally have a dub part. We haven't had a dub part ever before, and we have a dub part in our new song, so I'm pretty excited about that.
It comes out of this huge thrash part.
That's awesome.
What's y'all's favorite song?
That we play?
Yeah.
Right now, the new one for me, because it's crazy.
That's cool.
I have a lot of fun during spitting contest in 2007.
Yeah, spitting contest is a good song.
It's compliments of Hunter Miller and Charlie.
Remember where you played your first gig as FTA?
Airline Lions Home, February 21st, 2004.
Are there any venues in New Orleans you'd love to play that you haven't played yet?
I'd really like to play One Eye Jacks at some point.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
I want to do more house shows.
Yeah.
I think house shows are necessary.
You've got a Community Records, so if you're looking for bands to put on your label, what do you look for in up-and-coming artists?
What do you look for, D-Ray?
Yeah. The music has to rock.
Okay.
And then under that, the live show has to be very intense, and they have to be able to pull off live what they have on recording. And they have to be good dudes. They can't be, you know, buttheads who are mean to everyone and mean to us and want things that we can't deliver. Like, it has to be a mutual understanding that we're going to support each other and we're going to be friends.
What releases do you have coming out on Community Records? Like, what do you have coming up?
We got a 7-inch from Stuck Lucky called Dry Drowning coming out in time for Christmas. And we've also got the newest and last Flaming Tsunamis record is going to be coming out probably sometime in March of 2010. I'm very excited about both of those.
Yeah.
And then probably some other stuff we just need to get for sure.
You guys are involved in a bunch of other bands besides FTA. What are y'all working on?
I've got this kind of folk rock band, kind of hodgepodge, reggae, called Big Fat and Delicious, with some dudes from Samurai Deli and a bunch of old friends of mine. And I've got Antenna Inn going on, which is
a local
indie band.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, I play in an awesome cover band called The Boogeyman. And it's very fun. And then there's a brass quintet that I play in, which is called Florida Brass.
You're an FTA, you're the Rooks.
I mean, that's the only two real musical projects I'm seriously involved in, as the Rooks and Fatter Than Albert. But those keep me pretty busy.
I'm sure the label keeps you busy, too.
It keeps us both very occupied. There is no time for idle hands.
You do a ton of free music, and why do you feel it's important to give so much away?
Well, I think a large part of it is like, it allows for someone who's never heard our music before to have, you know, like, absolutely no barrier to what we're offering, unless if they don't have internet. So if we put it up for free, it gives them the opportunity to check us out without really losing anything or having to invest money. And it's the same for all the bands that are involved with Community Records. Like, put out their music for free, you know, it can spread without us having to push it as hard, you know. Like, if we're trying to sell a record for $8, you know, it's a lot harder to get somebody to check it out than if we just say it's for free on the internet, check that out and hopefully come see us play sometime. Or maybe, you know, support us through telling your friends, or, you know, like, the whole giving the music away for free has created this, like, environment, this community, if you will, of people that want to spread it for us because it's free. So it's like, look at what I found, you should check this out too. And it's been a really, like, awesome experience, just like getting all these emails from, like, across the world of, like, people who, like, found our music. And so, I mean, if that's not incentive enough to give your music away for free, like, I don't know what is.
What's been your most downloaded album?
I think, I could be mistaken, but I think Fear Everything by the Flaming Tsunamis is probably, like, the most. But there's a lot of, like, runners-up on that.
In terms of, like, worldwide stuff, what's, like, the furthest email you've got?
Dude, we've gotten emails from, like, Japan. We've gotten emails from, like, South America. A ton from Europe, a ton from Canada, a few from Mexico, a lot from France.
The French really seem to like ska. I don't know, I mean,
definitely.
Really,
well, they had the good wave of ska. They had, I mean, like, Europe had second wave.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were highly influenced by first wave, so, like, you know.
It's not that far down the line, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like, that was all, like, the good shit. Like, third wave is fun, but it loses its impact kind of quickly sometimes.
What do you love about the New Orleans music scene? Like, what do you love about being down here?
Me, personally, most New Orleans music is more about the music than it is about the image. Whereas if you go to a lot of other places around the country, sometimes that's not true. And I've never lived in another, like, city so I've never seen it, like, for an extended period of time. But, like, I hear about, like, some other places where it's just, like Los Angeles or Austin or New York or whatever, where it's just, like, it's seen and be seen, and that's all that matters. And here it's, like, said people grow up on music, so it's a way of life.
That was Greg Rodrigue and D-Ray from Fatter Than Albert. And once again, I'm McLean Johnson, and this has been the New Orleans Voices Podcast. To subscribe to the podcast or download past episodes or to contact the show, please check out neworleansvoices.podomatic.com.